Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Find them smiling every Saturday morning from 9 for CMI Toyota, who love to see you CMI-ling at one of their three big locations. 104.7 Triple M.
Ah, yes, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday edition of Dead Set Legends on this beautiful winter's Saturday morning. Frosty this morning, a little chilly, but today the sun's out shining. Beautiful day to talk sport. We're with you for the next 2.5 hours. Now, let me be perfectly honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Don't you dare leave us today, because the show is going to be not just entertaining, it's going to be very, very controversial. Very controversial. Stay with us. We'll break some big news as I welcome the man who is sitting on a bomb and hasn't seen fit to share it with you or I, Bluey. Welcome, Bluey.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, KG. Jars, what's
G'day,
going
Bluey.
On?
G'day, Adelaide. Don't be frightened to introduce me to the show. G'day, Adelaide. Good to be here on a Saturday morning. Looking forward to having a chat about everything about sport. And congratulations to what I saw, a finals-like football game last night.
No doubt about that. No
it was
doubt
terrific.
About it. Great game of footy.
It was
but
terrific
more,
by
more
both
sides. More importantly,
sides.
We'll cover Port Adelaide.
Don't drama. Don't.
I'm not dramatising.
Yes, you are.
No, you're not.
Yes,
no,
you are.
I'm not. I'm
yes,
just
you
telling
are.
Our listeners, our faithful listeners, that you haven't been.
So what have you?
You haven't been open with
them. You've been snooping on me, have you?
I have, and I've done a lot of snooping and a lot of good snooping.
What's
too.
It about? What's it? Regarding what?
It's.
Regarding what?
No, I'll tell you a little later. Just get prepared to get straight between
get
the
prepared.
Eyes. I've got a strong tip for you. Yeah. The Port Adelaide were good last night, Blee, weren't they?
Very good last
night.
Good
game night. Of footy.
Yep. It was and as you said, Jars, it was like a finals atmosphere down there. It was a good crowd too down. It was
good,
chilly
tough
night.
Footy.
But
good
they, geez, footy. They were good.
Really
well,
enjoyed
just,
it.
Best thing about it, KG, they were probably behind in the stats and three-quarter time, but they found a way to win, so
well,
good signs for Port.
Yeah, and they kicked. Well, they held, what, Melbourne to 2 points in the last quarter. So, look, more of that a little
What's
later.
What's on the show today?
Well, we've got a big show.
Well,
we've got Donald
it?
Neil Curley.
Oh,
here
no.
we go. Donald Neil Curley.
Yeah.
He'll give us his halfway mark assessment of both Port Adelaide and the Crows.
Yep.
And we've got Michael Voss, of course, the centreline coach from the Port Power. They'd be delighted. That was a huge win last night. So, look, folks, I'll just reiterate my point. Don't you dare leave us, because I'm going to hit Andrew Newton, gentlemen. I'll be sweating on this all night, right between the eyes.
Wow,
stay
wee.
With us, folks. We're off and running.
I'll be what? A bit like the Australian batsman, eh?
A little whack there from Andrew Jarman with Greg Blewett and KG Cunningham. Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota at Triple M. Dead Set Legends this morning for CMI Toyota on 104.7 Triple M.
He won't have top billing for long, I can tell you.
Hey, chaps, 40,000 witnessed a very good game of football
terrific
last
game.
Night at Adelaide Oval.
Yep.
Beautiful night for football. And the two sides, they did play finals-like football,
no
as
question.
We mentioned. It was
no
a good,
question.
Tough, hard football.
I love the way that Kenny hit
nowhere
coaches.
To hide last night.
No.
But Port Adelaide did get smashed in some key KPIs.
But they still found a way to win.
That's a good sign. That's what,
outstanding
that's what makes
sign.
A very, very good sign for a football club. And it would please the senior coach. And this is what Kenny had to say in his post-match interview.
Both teams knew the stakes. Both teams knew what was on show there tonight. And we've gone for our third game in a row on a big stage, you know, for the footy club when we go Friday, Thursday, Friday. And we win all three and we beat Richmond before. So we've beaten Richmond and Melbourne in that space as well as last week against the Bulldogs. So there's some big scalps in amongst that. So it felt pretty pleasing for everyone, I think, tonight.
Spot on.
Do you still trust them, though?
Well, that's
if
a good...
this game was played in Melbourne
well,
last night, the no, what if?
But
no,
that,
no, I'll just say...
That's purely hypothetical.
Okay.
The game they won, and they were 20 points down at one stage.
Mm.
They kept Melbourne to 2 points in the last quarter. There was a lot to like about that performance from Port, and I think they can still improve, to be honest with you.
They've beaten a couple of good sides, haven't they, interstate? Sydney, they beat at the SCG.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, North Melbourne were travelling pretty well when
correct.
They beat them in Melbourne, so... they've got a lot of upside. What about their next five too, Josh?
More
just before
winnable.
You, Carlton, St Kilda at home, yeah. Frio, GWS at home, and the Bulldogs.
They'll play top four. There's no question.
Yeah.
They've done the hard yards. They've set themselves up beautifully. Here.
Absolutely beautiful.
This is their win-loss record for Port Adelaide V side sitting inside the top six in the last 3 years. In 2016, it was 0-6.
Yep.
2017, 0-6. 2018, 5-1. So they've turned it around within six months.
Which is fantastic.
This is the bloke that I think is an all-Australian key defender. He was magnificent last night in young Thomas Jonas.
Yeah.
This is Kenny Hinckley talking about his defender.
Yeah, he's a pretty good player, isn't he? He's, you know, all the great backs in the competition. Well, Tommy's a part of that, isn't he? He's certainly in that conversation about who the best backs are, and we do miss him. And, you know, Jack Homsch missed out tonight, but you could see why we brought Jonas back into the side. He's been such good form.
Oh, their defence was superb last night, Jars and Blue. Absolutely superb last night. But look, here's a chance now for Port Adelaide supporters. Having witnessed that last night, 40-odd thousand at the Adelaide Oval, Port Adelaide have won, three straight on the big stage. Yep. That's either Thursday sitting or Friday fourth. Night. They're sitting fourth. They got a magnificent run home. Mm-hmm. But I want the Port supporters, football lovers, to give us a call on 133 53. Do you trust them to go deep in September? Do you really trust Port Adelaide to go deep into September? Give us a call, 133 53. Here's your chance, folks. Go to it.
And even if you're not a Port supporter and you want to have your say about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, 133 53.
Nice one, Sean.
Get around it.
Get around them.
That's what the kids say. Get around it. Jars, KG and Greg Blewett. Back where they belong. 9 to 11.30, Triple M, Saturdays. Neil Curley coming up soon. Curls is on the way.
Exactly
that,
right.
That's what that applause is for, just there. Hey, you got Dead Set Legends this morning. Thanks to CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer, KG, Jars and Greg Blewett.
Yeah, give us a call, folks. 133 53. The question we're asking, Port Adelaide have won three straight on the big stage. That's either Friday or Thursday night. But do you trust them to go deep into September? They've had a great run with injury. Our poll was interesting. 50% said, yep, they've hardened. 50% said, no, they lack consistency. Mm. There you go.
Paul of the Twitter family said, big stage. They beat the Bulldogs in front of, 119,000 last week. Melbourne and Richmond at home. Different story when you play at the G.
Oh, well, it is a different story, obviously. But the fact is, the way they won last night was the fact that impressed me, believe you.
Alex of Westbourne Park. G'day, Alex.
Hey, g'day, boys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Alex.
Look, the way they're playing, they're a 50-50 chance. Finals are a different kettle of fish in the way they play. And the game's played differently. But with what they're bringing to the table now, why wouldn't they go deep in the finals?
Well,
Good question, Coach. Yeah,
in the past, up until the last 3 weeks, they've lacked consistency. They've been good, ordinary, whatever. Mm. That's the only area that confuses me or concerns me, Bluey. They've just lacked a bit of consistency.
Yeah, well, they're on ballers, play good, hard, tough footy. Well, so they play, finals
that's
footy.
That's what you want. Yeah,
yeah, so I don't know. They've just
the only criticism I have, Blue, is their forward line structure, their forward line and their forward line entries. You know, that's an area they just got to keep working on.
But they capitalised on that last night, Jars. They had less inside 50s than Melbourne, but they scored from them. But I thought Charlie Dixon was good last night. Yeah, he's playing his role. Didn't win a lot of the ball, but he frightened a few blokes. I can give you the strong tip.
Good on you, Alex. Margie of Allenby Gardens. G'day, Margie.
Hello, gentlemen. Sorry, I've got a very croaky voice from screaming last night. look, we haven't even played our best football yet. That's what kind of makes us a bit of a dark horse. Even though we got smashed in the clearances last night, we found a way.
Yep.
I think Port really want it. My sort of philosophy is I take it 1 week at a time. There's still quite a few weeks to go, and hopefully, you know, things will stay in our favour and we'll keep injury-free. There's certainly a lot of upside. I think Port's got depth, and I think, you know, we have played in finals before, and I believe, you know, what Ken Hinckley said last night, you know, a couple of seasons ago we would have lost that game. Yep. I think that game, even though it wasn't pretty, it was really tough, hard, physical, and they got bashed about and they needed it because that's what you need. And we just don't give up. I think we're a team. You can't underestimate us. If we're down, you can't think you're going to put us to bed because we're going to come at you.
Good on you, Margie. Good thoughts there. That's a good analysis.
Like coach's speech there. That was great.
Mind you, let's be brutally honest. When you compare Port to the Crows, Port have been kissed on the bottom by a fairy, haven't they? No injuries. Like, the Crows have got 13 players out.
Yeah.
But Port have been kissed on the backside.
Well, it depends how you look at it. It's how you manage your list. In your pre-season.
So are you saying the Crows haven't managed their list properly?
Obviously not.
Oh, gee.
Can't have that many injuries.
What are you going for?
Well, the hamstring injuries. That's a management thing.
That's conditioning. That's the fitness program. And that's what we'll find out today at 3 o'clock when Don Pike and Brett Burton sit down and front the media today at 3. to answer all those questions.
You should be there, actually.
That's a fair point. That's a good point.
Justin of Craigmore. G'day, Justin.
How you going, boys?
Good, doing Justin. Right? Yeah, good. Thank you.
Hey, we're doing all right. Now we're talking about the Crows again, boys. It's the power we're talking about today.
No. I just had to slip that in.
I just made the point, a valid point, compare the injuries.
Mm. All right, that's fair enough. I think the teams above us and below us or whatever, I think they fear us, mate. The way we play on the good day, I think we can win the flag, to be honest.
Justin, I'll tell you what was scary is that your superstar, Robbie Gray, had a bit of a quiet night.
Yeah.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign when you don't. There's not too much reliance on your superstar to carry the side.
Well, if we're to win the flag, we can't rely on one or two players. We need the whole team. Mm. And when the whole team's firing, we play bloody good footy, you know. It's good to watch. I think other teams, you know, are worried about us being in the finals. And given the day, I think we can do it.
Well, there's no doubt. But I tend to agree with Jars a bit. My only little area of concern is up forward. I know Dixon was good last night, but his presence is important. But I just wonder who's going to kick the big ones, the big goals.
Price for Justin, please, Sean.
Certainly. Yeah, Sydney awesome. Roosters, Melbourne Storm this Friday night, Adelaide Oval. How about that? Tickertech.com.au if you want to check out the Storm and the Roosters game. Or you can, I was going to say you can win them, but Justin's got those tickets. Well done, Justin.
You're a bit croaky.
I'm
you're
fine. Right. I'm 100%.
Did you go out last night with your brother?
How did you know? You're everywhere.
Yeah.
You're stalking me again, aren't you? You are incredible.
Blue, did you reckon Shawnee's a bit croaky?
Nah, he's all right.
Too many frosts
he's
last
fine.
Night?
No, well, I think he had like a couple, but he's fine.
He's having right. shaved. Hey, hair's all messed
excuse
up.
Excuse me, don't you start throwing.
Why are you pointing at me?
Because I'm having a crack at you a little later.
All right.
That big crack.
Can I push this button?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay. Neil Curley coming up soon. KG, Jars and Greg Blewett at 104.7 Triple M.
Well, it's that time of the day, Jars and Bluey. We talk to the king, the original king, the man who made it all happen. Early days at the Crows, he was there in the at Cohart and doing the hard work and been absolutely fantastic. And I talk about the one and only Donald Neil Curley. Curls, welcome to the show.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, good, Curls. Now, Curls, before we talk footy, are you playing golf today?
Too bloody cold. It's freezing.
No, it's not. Come on, Knuckles.
It's all right for you young blokes. A bit of blood running through us poor old bastards. My hands freeze up. No, I'm not playing. Simple as that.
Curls, getting onto the footy scene. Port Adelaide, you would have seen them last night. Can I ask him, Curls, are they the real deal?
Well, they haven't done much wrong this year. I think they've assembled a damn good crew.
Yep.
And I think that boy Nathan Bassett has got to take a lot of credit for that defence.
Yeah.
Correct.
He's got that defence working very, very well. The side's running nicely. Hinkley, I like that bloke Hinkley. I always have. I think he's a very smart coach. He handles things. He knows how to address people and manage people. But let's have a look at this. If you take Ryder, Burke, Gray, Westhoff, Ebert, Dixon, Wines, out of the side, and that's virtually what's happened to the Crows, how would Port go?
They'd struggle. Any side, it kills you spot on. Last night, Ollie Wines, the duel between Ollie Wines and Jack Viney was fantastic.
And fortunately, the umpires didn't interfere very much.
Yeah, exactly
it was,
right.
But look, footy's tough today, real tough, and players must accept that, and they must adapt to that. And if they're not prepared to play tough football as well, they're not going to be successful.
Exactly.
Well, just on that, Knuckles, you'd love a couple of the Port Adelaide midfielders. Ollie Wines, who's just re-signed for 4 years, and Powell Pepper last night. Robbie Gray. But Powell Pepper last night, 17 tackles. They're hard at it, aren't they?
Very much. They're two very good physical players, which the power have. I just hope Pep doesn't go overboard with it too much. But no, he's a damn good player in there because he gives strength.
Yep.
And he's a smart little cookie. He knows what he's doing with the ball when he gets it.
They got some good depth there, Port Adelaide, so they're an absolute chance to maybe play in some finals action in terms of grand final action there, Curls. Now, the Adelaide Crows, what's your take on it? Obviously, down there at the River, on field hasn't been well because you mentioned about the injury toll, but their excuses. Where do they go now in the second half, and what's Pikey's message for the rest of the year to the boys?
8 pages, Curls, in today's advertiser. 8 pages.
Yeah, and most of it's rubbish. 8 pages, eh?
Yeah, 8 pages.
Yeah.
Good, that gives me a bit of dunny paper. Good. Look, look, we must remember from last year's team.
Yep.
Take Lever, Cameron, Smith, Crouch, McGovern, Lynch, Laird, Sloan, Knight, Browns, and Betts.
Yep.
Out of your team, what do you got?
Nothing.
Well, you've got a very average team. And that's what Don Pike has had to put up with for the last half of the season. Like, he's just had the cattle out there, the players. And the two biggest players the Crows have do not play physical football. Now, if the big players are not going to play physical football, what's the poor little beggar buggers running around going to do?
So who are they then?
Well, you've got your captain, Taylor Walker.
Yeah.
He's got a tremendous football brain, but unfortunately he lacks real football courage. And the other one is number four, Mr. Jenkins.
Josh Jenkins, yeah.
But they do not apply physical strength any time. They don't crash packs. They don't hit hard tackles. And I get sick of watching
them. And there's been, and that's their criticism. You can compare that to Charlie Dixon last night. The big key forward was just throwing his weight everywhere, just crashing into packs.
Like, he's not a very talented player, Dixon, but he gives tremendous strength to that team by taking on players, throwing his body around, and his teammates love him for it. Mm. Whereas Walker and Jenkins don't do that for the Crows.
What about Big Sauce, Curls? We need some support for him, don't we?
Well, there's no support because the young Riley O'Brien's gone in for a shoulder recon.
Oh, well,
so Sauce has to... He's got to do it on his own again.
Yeah, well, and he's looking a bit tired for old Sauce.
He is, Knuckles, yeah.
He tries his heart out.
Great heart.
But he just gets worn down in the course of a game. I really don't know what Pike can do to try and rectify or, try and pick the team up. Well, what can he do without the players that he's got unavailable?
Well, he can't. He's gone, really. He's shot to bits.
Well, look, if you haven't got your best players, most of your best players available, you're not going to be playing your best football.
No.
As simple as that.
Exactly right.
And, we get all this media bloody rubbish about talking about this whiz kid stuff they had in the pre-season.
Yep.
I don't know about that. I'm not interested in that sort of rubbish. Football is the same today as it was 50 years ago. A, outwork the opposition.
Yep.
B, win more of the ball. C, deliver the ball better and finish the work. Footy's still the same.
It's not rocket science stuff, is it?
Well, a lot of people are trying to make it that it's rocket science stuff. All you've got to do is just play ABC footy.
Hey, Kills, how would you be if you were taking part in this group called Collective Minds, where they
go on a camp?
Go on a camp and they sort of test
strip
your mental.
The layers back.
They test you mentally. How would you handle that, Kills?
Oh,
well, I don't know. I've got no idea if the Crows sound that out before they sort of involve them in that.
Yeah, they did, Kel. No, they did their research on it.
Yeah.
Well, what are they supposed to do?
Good question.
How can you change? Look, if God's left it out, you can't put it in. How in the hell are you going to change your mind with these blokes? Well, just tell me how they go about it. What do they do? They point a stick at you, or
no? Well, they want you to just be emotional and cleanse and go back to when you're a child. They just want to.
Go back when you're a child. Yeah. What's that going to do?
Well, I'm just telling you.
How's that going to help your bloody football? God, strike me dead. Come on now, fellas.
It's
got to be better than that.
Yeah, I agree, Kels, but obviously that's... Yeah, some players have embraced it and some haven't.
Yeah, exactly right. Oh, God, Kels.
Some players have embraced it.
Tell the story when you took us to Rapid Bay and we got woken up a bit earlier than normal. Some sort of rooster was on the fence. What happened to that rooster?
He wasn't on the fence. He was in his yard and he was crowing like hell at 4:30.
Yeah.
And Cornsey wasn't very happy with that, and he said, "Well, leave it to me, I'll fix it. He won't be crying in the morning." So I went up, when they went to roost and it got dark, I just went in there and grabbed him by the legs and next morning, the owners came, his rooster's not there.
Yeah, he wasn't.
And I was just sort of walking around, and he goes, "Have you seen a rooster?" I said, "Well, I saw one this morning, and he was walking down by the by the water, by the creek. Yeah. Perhaps a fox might have got him or something. You never know. Don't laugh and start. Anyhow, you wouldn't want to know. The journalist for Buddy Advertiser, forget his name, only young fellow. Yeah. He wrote about it about 6 weeks later. The bloke came in and he challenged. He said that. He wasn't happy at all. He said, no. I want some money for him.
Yeah. And what'd we pay him?
This bloody rooster must have laid golden eggs because he got $250.
How much is it normally for a rooster?
Anyhow, look, that's old hat. That's way back.
Great story.
Mate, great to catch up. As the pot's going down at the river, down at Walker Flat.
The what?
Your pots, your little nets, or your fishing spots.
What are you doing? Oh, the fishing spots, yeah, of course. So, well, they're pretty good. They're pretty good at the moment. But by the living geez, you go out there, you freeze your balls off. It's cold.
Kelbs, good to talk to you, son. And
good stuff.
Quiet day. The one and only
I'm gone.
Donald.
See you, fellas.
See you, mate. There'll never be another Neil Kelly.
We had him as our football manager for 4 years. Never a dull moment. No, and that rooster, that was a prized rooster. It won awards. He won awards, and the next morning he's gone. We said, Knuckles, where's that rooster? I don't know. I think a fox got it. Okay, Bluey and KG. Now, Bluey, quickly, did you sell the house? Because it was on the market for about 4 years.
Five.
Did you get it done or not?
We sold it, mate.
Did you get what you wanted?
No.
Oh, look at
that. We gave it away, but the positive is the people that bought it got a bargain. Okay. That's the positive.
But you got no money.
No.
Hey, join the club, son. I know the
feeling. I'm coming to you for a loan, mate.
Well, all right. It's all done, though.
You can move forward now. What about we thought we'd just celebrate anyway, getting rid of it. So we went out for a nice dinner and sat on the dunny all night. That's how well we're going, mate.
Upset guts. Yeah. That's not nice. Now, KG, quickly, you got something to talk about, a TV show that you've fallen in love with?
What? I thought I'd seen the worst TV show ever when I watched Married at First Sight. I was made to watch it because of my lovely daughter. Mm-hmm. But I'm sitting home, and I at this stage I hadn't had the Fox channel put on, and I'm flicking through trying to get a program, and I flicked over to this particular channel, and I heard this lady was talking. She was going, and I'm saying to myself, I can't understand, lady, a word you're saying. She had that much filling in her lips, she couldn't open her mouth. So, and it's called Love Island or something.
The only four people in the villa that think I'm the snakiest person alive right now is Taylor, Grant, Millie and Jax. And to be honest, I couldn't really give two shits what they think of me because don't think the greatest of them. I don't think they're genuine people. I don't think they're very kind.
We're talking about what you said now.
I can say whatever I want out of emotion.
Try making that decision, Tara. Try going
up there. I don't want to make
that decision. Poor boy comes 1 week, doesn't get one date. Justin says if he's friends with Millie, he'll walk out the next week. Is that all right?
So you're in love with that show?
Oh, it's the worst show I've ever seen.
No, you're in love with it.
I'm not in love with it. And I watched it for about 2 minutes.
No, you didn't.
Couldn't understand a word that the lady was trying to do.
I could understand everything she said.
And then I've seen more boobs in Love Island than I've seen. I've seen more boobs on the show Love Island. I've seen a bloody Maslin's Beach in the last 2 years. And I've not seen one bloke with a shirt on.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
He had to watch it 5 weeks in a row to confirm how bad it was. That's how dedicated our cage is.
Shocker.
It is Dead Set Legends this morning for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. You've got KG, Love Island aficionado.
Yeah.
Greg Blewett.
Yeah.
From the dunny.
And Andrew Jarman.
Yes, mate.
Yep. Been there, dunny that. 104.7 Triple M. Dead Set Legends with CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer, KG, Greg Blewett, and Andrew Newton Jarman.
And don't forget, we'll catch up with Michael Voss regarding Port Adelaide. Yeah. We had a good chat about Port Adelaide at the start of the show. And,
Big win.
And finals-like type football.
It was worth more than 4 points, really, because it's
very important.
It's elevated them into the four, and they've got a great draw run home now. And they look almost certain to finish in top four. That's great. Absolutely. Now, Jarz, can I ask you this? Why on their bye weekend has the Adelaide Football Club called a press conference with football, the head of football, Brett Burton, and coach Don Pike. What's the reason?
Well, what do you reckon?
Well, I don't know.
You get today's paper. What's happened the last four weeks? I told you that.
There's
all the innuendo
eight pages.
And all the lies about the footy club and about the players and, you know, page after page after page after page. So no wonder they've called a press conference today to answer all those questions, I would imagine.
Now, can I ask you, in fact, I'm going to ask you a question. You mixed with some of the players. Warren Treadray had a hard-hitting column during the week in the Advertiser, supposedly exposing all the things that went on within the club and what's caused them to have such a poor season. He included injuries, but other matters like Jake Lever, there's rumour now that players want out and so forth.
Well, who wants out?
Well, we've heard the rumour.
Who wants out? Mitch McGovern wants
out.
Yeah,
he wants out.
Oh. So that's true, is it? Have you got that confirmed?
I don't know. I'm asking you because you mix with the players.
Yeah, but hang on.
And
well, where are you going with this?
Well, I'm telling you, Warren Treadray's article. Did you ask the boys what they thought of his article?
I spoke to a couple of the players.
And what was their reaction to the article?
For most of the article, they agree with what Tread has said about their football club.
So that means, in effect, what you're saying...
For most of the article, did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, I heard what you said. So, in effect, what you're saying is that the criticism and innuendos that have been written about by Treaders, they believe it's true.
For most of the article?
Well, how concerning is all that? And that's obviously going to have some effect on the players. Now, you've been sitting on the story for...
Hey, where are you getting all this from?
Well, it doesn't matter.
What I say and do and talk to the players is between me and as a past player and a present player is a friendship and a relationship. That's all it is. And
that's good.
And I'm not going to say anything about what I talk to the players about. But, so where's this coming from?
But they thought some of the stuff in Treader's article was spot on.
A few of the players I spoke to, did say that for most of that article...
And he was very critical of the club.
Treaders is entitled to write whatever he wants about the football club. So someone must be telling him some of the intel that's been going on.
No, if some of it's right, must be.
Rue on footy last night on Triple M Football had a discussion with Damien Barrett regarding camp bait, and this is what they spoke about.
It's got to round 14. Is it becoming suffocating, or has it become suffocating for you as a club, all this talk?
There's no doubt it's fairly annoying. Look, the frustrating thing that annoys me is that no one was talking about any of this stuff when we were fourth on the ladder, and the camp happened in January. So I don't know why it becomes a big issue the last month when we've got a lot of injuries and a lot of tired players, and absolutely a couple of performances were well below par. But why is old stuff getting rehashed when a couple of people have said that it's not an issue?
That's interesting. That's a fair point he raises.
Spot on.
But winning covers most damages, doesn't it?
But there were murmurs going around at the start of the season.
There were
about
strong
camp.
Murmurs.
So it's not just because the Crows
about
are winning.
About the camp itself.
Yeah, there were.
What the players had to go through.
Yep. That was raised at the start of the season.
See, Jazz, I'm annoyed at this, to be perfectly honest.
Well, what are you annoyed about
all,
now?
All these innuendos and rumours going on. 8 pages today. Do you think
this has split the club, has it?
Oh, well, it hasn't helped the bloody club. And what they should be saying is players like this, Tom Lynch, Rory Sloane, Tex Walker, Brad Crouch, Betts, Riley Knight, Matt Crouch, McGovern, Hardigan, Brody Smith, Laird, all missing 11 players. Mm-hmm. That's the reason they're not winning.
Every club has an injury toll like that.
No,
yes, they do.
This has been, Jars, you've got to admit to me, Jars, this has been horrific. Horrific. Like, we talk about Sloane, long-term injury. We talk about Tex Walker, a long-term injury. Brad Crouch out for the season now. Riley Knight's hardly played any football. McGovern hardly played any football. Brody Smith a year. No club has gone through this.
Rue also spoke to Damien Barrett.
It's frustrating.
And admits some mistakes have happened.
98 or 99% of what happened on the camp was really good, was fine. There was a couple of things that weren't right, and... the club have said, owned up to that. There were a couple of misses there that they got wrong. So that's fine. I mean, that's probably not dissimilar to majority of camps. But when the players got home, they were fine. I mean, there was one or two players that weren't weren't entirely happy with what happened, but they moved on fairly quickly. But the club more than happy to say that they got a couple of things wrong, and they owned up to it. But it's not a big issue there.
Well, there you go. One or two, every camp that I've been on, one or two, three or four players didn't like the
it's
camp.
Been made a didn't big like deal of, Jars, because of the fact we're losing football. We're losing games of football.
Agreed.
And the reason we're losing games of football is very plain and simple. Injuries.
That's the big question, though. Why are there so many soft tissue injuries?
That's another issue.
Well, that's the question you can ask Brett Burton today, because he's head of football. He drives the program.
No Roosters went missing either, did they?
No. No.
What we should ask our family is, if you were at the press conference, what questions would you be asking Don Pike and Brett Burton? Mm. What question would you like to ask of Don Pike and Brett Burton? 133353 is our number.
This is your big chance.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a big hashtag out there at the moment called hashtag We Want Answers. If you want answers, give us the questions. Jars is going to be at the press conference this afternoon.
Spot Jars.
Possibly, maybe.
Oh, that's
incognito.
Funny. Yeah.
133353. Saturday mornings on Triple M mean Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. You've got KG, you've got Jars, and you've got Bluey, Greg Blewett at Triple M.
And we're talking about the football club again on a Saturday morning.
Yes,
again.
We are. Well, it's full of it. 8 pages in the Times today on the Crows. 8 pages. Now, buddy, Donald Trump wouldn't get 8 pages in any money paper. And I don't know whether it's just a coincidence, but Don Pike and Brett Burton, the head of football, have called a press conference in their bye week at 3 o'clock today at Westlake. So the media will be there, and I hope some hard-hitting questions are.
Did you read Studley's article today?
I read Studley.
And what did you think?
Brilliant.
Former coach.
Absolutely brilliant.
Mm.
He's spot on. He just got a sneeze at the Crows, and everybody jumps over it.
Mm.
Had we been winning,
mm,
we wouldn't have got 8 pages in today's advertiser.
Phones are going off. The Twitter family's gone berserk. Nico, when are Cole Hardigan, David Mackay and Rory Atkins getting dropped? Well, that's up to the selectors. Sir Splash, the president of the Twitter family. My question would be, why are you pandering to the vocal minority?
Yeah.
Why?
Good work, Sir Splash.
Nothing good will come from this.
But
I
think that the club has to be very transparent with its supporters, because everybody's saying to me, are these rumours true, Ken, about the pre-season? Have they changed their pre-season work and so forth? They're the things that, not the media, but that they should tell their supporters.
Matthew of Clove Valley Park, thanks for holding on, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Jars. This one's pretty well directed at you.
Yep.
You know the guy quite well, Brad Crouch. Is there any truth to the, rumour that you hear? Brad was advised by a former player to have surgery early in January and be back by the bye round. The club then denied it. No, he's not having surgery. He's not having surgery. Held off. There's all that. No, he's not having surgery. He has surgery. Rumour is he's told the club, well, I'm getting it done I'm getting it done. I'm not taking this advice anymore. I'm not getting anywhere. So went and did it against the wishes of the club. Is there any truth to this fact?
No, it's incorrect, Maddie.
But as a supporter, sit here and we hear, no, he's not having surgery.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, oh, he's having surgery. So what's the next message we're getting as supporters?
Yeah, understand.
That's a good point.
It didn't happen, mate. He's been in consultation with the Adelaide Crows medical team. They felt that they could, without surgery, he could recover and get back to playing football. But obviously, that didn't work. Because what they do, Matty, is they're very cautious about putting blokes under the knife.
Conservative.
Yeah,
very.
Absolutely.
And that's, I like
that's
that.
That's fair.
So, but Matty, Brad just probably had a couple of issues there that wasn't going to get fixed up by having it with complete rest. So they just felt, let's get him done now, get him ready for next year's pre-season. He'll be cherry ripe next year.
But you can understand that the supporters like Matthew Crean.
And I understand, Matty, but that's incorrect. No, that he spoke to all the people that he had to speak to, and they decided, go to Sydney, get it done, and then rebuild him, and he'll be back next year, raring to go, mate. Rob of Paraka. G'day, Rob.
How you going, guys?
Good, Rob.
Yeah, good win by the boys last night.
Yeah, that probably will.
But anyway, getting back to the Crows, I mean, look, regardless of what sport you play, if the conditioning's not right, you're going to get injuries, regardless. So let's not pull punches, you know? I mean, there's got to be something in the conditioning of players. I mean, Betts comes back, what, for two games and back out again with another hammy. Mm. Now, come on. Mm-hmm. You know, if guys aren't conditioned properly to play a sport...
Well, that's got to be a query, Rob. Rob's spot on, boys. That's got to be a query. That question has to be asked. And the club has to be honest about it. If they got it wrong, be open with their supporters. No question about that.
Well, Don Pike addressed that, I reckon, about halfway through when we started getting more and more hamstring injuries. Mm. He said, yes, there are certain aspects of that we have changed now. Mm-hmm. But there were certainly, at the start of the season, what they did in the off-season, I don't know whether they did something different than the year before.
They tweaked it.
But
whenever you
get a spate of soft tissue injuries, there is something wrong with your program. No doubt about it.
Yep.
Good on you, Rob. Ian of Bowden. G'day, Ian.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How you going? Good win by the Port players last night.
Fantastic
Very
performance.
Just want to talk about your grabs there just a minute ago. You know, Roo's saying, you know, we saw we got something wrong and we come out and admitted it. Mm. Well, and then you see on the footy show Thursday night and they run a short segment how the Crows are still tied to the contract with these people, the brain people, for another 2 years. So... you know, what's that saying? They haven't done a bloody thing. If I was a player, I'd be saying, bloody hell, another 2 years with this sort of shit, I'd be looking for somewhere else.
What's the player's reaction to this collective mind business?
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to ask him.
Well, the vibe I'm getting is mixed. Obviously, some of the Indigenous...
What, they don't want this program at the footy club?
That's the message I'm getting, rightly or wrongly. Again, I'm adding, unfortunately, more fuel to the fire of rumours.
And there's some players refusing to take part in it.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. And see, this is the thing. These are the points that have to be buried or clarified. Mm. Like the Mitch McGovern one now. The rumours going around, he wants out because he doesn't want to be a part of the collective minds. That's the question that's got to be asked of Pikey and the Birdman. And asked in a very aggressive way.
Hey, what are you doing at 3 o'clock? Why don't you go down there and ask some of those tough questions?
I'm satisfied.
Why don't you go down there and ask them?
I'm satisfied in my own mind. The reason they're in the situation they are, and I've said it on this program before, and I'll continue to bloody say it. The 11 players injured, that's the reason that they're struggling.
Chris of Broadview. G'day, Chris. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, g'day, Jazz. As I'm saying, like, we need to find out why we're losing the games and we need to focus. That's what we need to ask Pikey in at.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
It's not the injuries, it's the something else that's going down in the club and the supporters need to know.
The club's got to be transparent about this today. Mm. That's obviously what I've called a press conference for the sake of the genuine football supporters. Mm. Forget the other parts of the media. That's crap. Just satisfy your supporters. They're the one that keeps the club going.
Bradley of Broadview. G'day, Braddles.
Yeah, hey, boys. How you going?
Good, Braddles.
Good, mate.
So I'd have two questions, one for Brett Burton and one for Don Pike. First being for Brett Burton, what is actually going to happen differently next year? Obviously, we can't change the past, but what are you going to change to avoid this situation in the future?
Yep.
Good question.
Very good.
And for Don Pike, I'd be saying, what's your focus for the rest of the year? Obviously, we've got all of these injuries. Is this now about developing the younger kids? Are you still genuinely going for that top eight position? What's your focus from now with what you've got to deal with?
Yeah, fair call. Look, his focus has to be, in the first couple of games, top eight, win.
Yeah, if that's the thing, if the Crows are able to snag a couple of wins after the bye,
they're back in the ballpark.
They will beat West Coast Eagles next week because we'll get three or four back, no Kennedy, no Darling. So and then that'll just settle things down. All right, the boys can refocus, and then that puts them, what are they now, 6-7? Yep. So I tell you, we'll beat the Eagles. And then with some good quality players back, things will settle down.
Well, see, that's
all it needs.
There's the proof of what I've been saying. West Coast Eagles have been flying. Suddenly they lose Kennedy and Darling out of their side. They play at home.
What happens?
And the Bombers beat them. So what does that say to you?
Well, it just tells you. You need your good quality
players
playing.
Well, that's what I've been saying. Mm. I'm sick of the frustration.
But why is there 8 pages? Why is there all this innuendo?
Well, because it sells papers.
Ah, now you're starting. There we go.
Hey, Vossy's coming up soon. Michael Voss from Port Adelaide Footy Club.
I'm getting so angry.
Jars, KG, and Bluey, Greg Blewett. Back where they belong, Saturday morning, Dead Set Legends between 9 and 11.30 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer on Triple M.
Now, last night, of course, Port Adelaide had a very, very good win, KG, over Melbourne.
Yeah.
Good side, Melbourne, too.
Yep. It was a good game of footy. Yep. I enjoyed it.
Of course, Friday night football here at the Adelaide Oval, and joining us on the line now, I used to love watching this guy play his footy. He was tough. He would have loved last night's game as well. Michael Voss, welcome.
Gents.
Hey, you would have loved that last night. Mm. Good, tough footy, and of course you got the 4 points.
Yeah, it was. Two teams sort of feeling their way out early. Lots of stoppages, repeated stoppages. Two teams trying to take territory on the ground. Melbourne were able to win that little battle, but we were able to overrun them in the last quarter and get the win on the board.
Gee, Michael, your defence was fantastic last night. With Melbourne going inside 50 as many times as they did, I thought your defence held up superbly last night.
Yeah, they were brilliant. We weren't able to get the ascendancy in the clearances, and that's where you get most of your territory from. And for large parts of the game, that they were able to just hold the repeat entries that were fighting against them. And they were just able to hold contest after contest and deny them the scoreboard the way that they did. Just really kept us in the game and kept belief in the game for the boys. And we got a little look and were able to get the win.
My word.
Well, there's a young man called Sam Powell Pepper, and I know you love this young man. Record 17 effective tackles and just his stuff off the ball, the blocks, just being in the face of the opposition. Since that incident early in the year, Vossie, he's really stepping up, and it's been fantastic because you're getting the results, aren't you?
Yeah, he's one of those. He actually provides me my entertainment value when I'm coding a game. It's not the most, not the best job in the world as a coach to sit back and code games. But you look a lot closer at what players are doing off the ball, and you learn all the little things that they do. And Peps is just really annoying and gets in the face of the opposition, and he just hits bodies when no one else would. And I just think that brings genuine energy to our team. And he had a few other things that he wanted to get right across the night, but you couldn't take away his intent, to get after the opposition and, to have 17 tackles. I mean, that's extraordinary. Yeah. And we're having a little bit of a laugh with him after the game. He had more tackles than he had disposal. So, that sort of shows the guy. Yeah. And that was the type of game it was, wasn't it? It was just, needed to get the hands dirty, and he did that.
Gee, Michael, not getting ahead of ourselves here, but that was such an important win. Into the four. Now, when you look at the games coming up, and I said we can't get ahead of ourselves, but gee whiz, you've opened the door now with a golden opportunity as a club to slip into the top four come September.
Yeah, and the big thing for us is really without lifting our eyes, it's trying to become a really consistent footy team.
Yep.
And I think that's still our genuine objective. We won a really different way last night. We didn't win the territory battle, and we had to fight a lot of the game from our back half and really score off limited opportunities. So I thought it was a really mature performance out of the guys and something to genuinely build on. And I think the even more pleasing part in the last 4 or 5 weeks, if you take a snapshot over that period of time, we've been able to play some consistent footy, and that doesn't change for us. There's been a real strong focus of living in the moment, and that's what we'll continue to do.
Vossie, well done last night, mate, and thanks for joining us. It's an exciting month coming up, and we wish you all the best.
Good luck, Michael.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
See you, champ.
Michael Voss, that was a big win last night.
Ourselves.
Sorry?
You kept referring to ourselves as like Port Adelaide. Well, are you on board, are you?
Well, no, but I'm a South Australian. I'm not a Melbourne man.
So you're Port Adelaide, you're Port or Crows?
No, I'm a Crows
man. You can't barrack for two sides.
I can.
No, you can't.
You can't barrack for two sides.
I keep telling you that.
Look at me. I'm telling you I can. When Port play a Victorian club, I want Port to win.
Gee, and you've been the most critical media performer regarding Port Adelaide since day dot.
And now
you're on board.
When Port played the Crows, I hope the Crows boot their bottom.
Gee, is that the time? Sorry, guys.
Plenty of cricket going on in England at the moment.
Not
of course,
very good,
Australia,
though.
No, that's right. Australia are there taking on the Poms. We are 4-0 down, Jars. Mm-hmm. Game 3 and 4 went on during the week. The third game, England made a world record 481, Jars, off 50 overs at Trent Bridge.
Were you staggered?
Oh, I couldn't believe it. It was on late. Mm. I'm normally in bed by 9:30 these days, but I watched the first 5 overs. And I thought, it's going to be a large score coming up here, but I didn't expect 481.
Yeah, Roy Blow going?
Safe to say we lost that game comfortably. The fourth game, we won the toss, made 8 for 310. Mm-hmm. Centuries to Finch and Marsh. Heady, Travis Head made 63, needs to make hundreds. Anyway, the Poms got them in under 45 overs.
So our bowling attack's not ready.
Well, our bowling attack's under the pump, it's fair to say.
Inexperienced.
But, you know, you take out, and we talk about the Crows and football, that sort of stuff, but you take out Smith, Warner, Mitch Marsh is in our best 50-over team.
Yep.
Stark, Hazelwood, Cummins. How so there's that? Over half
there you go.
Your team.
There you go.
Yep. So that's exactly what's happening with the Australian cricket team as well.
Is it time to make Alex Carey captain of the...
No, not captain. He's got Nick to Kevin. Play. Oh, I thought, and that they played Australian the cricket team gave the reasons why Tim Payne is playing.
Mm-hmm.
But once the series was gone, for me, he's not in our best 50-over side. No. So he'd be out for me. I'd give the captaincy to Finch, and I'd get Alex Carey up there and open the batting.
Beautiful.
And Finch batting at five is stupid. He's not a number five.
Well, he went straight back up the top and he made 100. But another ball tampering controversy during the week as well. Dinesh Chandimal got suspended for one game for putting some sweets on the ball. So that
one
happened
game.
In the that test match. Yep. And Joe Menny's over in England playing some county cricket at the moment. Got a nasty blow in his follow through.
Yep.
Got hit in the head, out of the match, concussion. Second time it's happened to him. So
wow.
Hopefully he's okay. So
and your Redback boys got flogged this morning?
Oh, they're in a world of pain.
We just saw some footage.
That's right. But they're good. We're going well.
You're right.
That's it. That's cricket.
Right, gentlemen, let's go. KG, who do you blame for the Crows' first half performances this year?
The conditioning. Without a shadow
of a doubt. So you're blaming
Brett Burton and the other guys are us?
Greg Blewett, have Cricket Australia got it wrong appointing Tim Payne as a one-day captain?
I think, to play so many games this series after the start that we got, I wouldn't have played him, especially the last two games of the series.
All right, so they got it wrong then. Greg Blewett, four AFL umpires, good for the game or bad for the game?
No, I reckon three. Three's plenty. So
KG,
did you
have lunch with Channel 7 executives during the week
and
tried to get the KG footy show back on TV?
No. But it's in the archives.
No, I'm serious.
No.
Did you have lunch with
Channel 7 executives?
And you tried very hard from the intel I got.
No, I did not.
What are you doing, the cricket? Cricket commentary?
No, not doing anything.
Oh, yeah.
Just invited to lunch.
Greg Blewett, what's your recycling tip?
My recycling tip.
I just said that.
My recycling tip is carry your own coffee mug.
KG, Socceroos coach, why did he snub Tim Cahill?
Well, that's a good question, but he's done a very good job. So I'm not in a position to sort of criticise him because in the two games, particularly the last game, fair dig, we should have beaten Denmark. Done a good job.
Yeah, we got the penalty. That was, but we
had him under the pump.
Hmm. Greg Blewett, have the selectors ridden the Aussie one-day team into the dirt?
No, I don't agree with our batting lineup throughout this series, but as I've mentioned all those players out, Smith, Warner, Marsh, Stark, all our bowlers are out. So,
Greg Blewett, are you a tight ass with money, yes or no?
No.
KG, have you made peace with God?
Well, I'm
have you made peace with God?
I never had a cross word with him. I haven't been to church for a long time.
Well, that means you haven't. You haven't made peace with God?
No. Well, I'm not going to church, I haven't, no.
KG, this or that question, Donald Trump or date night?
Oh, God.
Trump or date night?
Dead eat.
KG, Don Pike or Ken Hinckley?
Ken Hinckley.
KG, Adelaide Crows or Tinder?
Sorry?
Adelaide Crows or Tinder?
Adelaide Crows. Tinder's crap.
Greg Blewett, who would you go into the trenches with? A soccer player or a tennis player?
Tennis player. Nadal. Hewitt.
Greg Blewett, if you offered $1 million, would you do a nude photo shoot, i.e. Greg Norman?
Yes, definitely would.
What club would you use?
My one iron.
Greg Blewett, how do you push your wife's buttons?
How do I push her buttons?
Catherine's.
Lots of ways, mate.
Oh, hang on. Let's go with you. Excuse me.
KG, did you pinch items from a hotel or motel room?
No, never.
You never pinched any items from a hotel or motel?
Oh, sorry. At the time.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
I did. A couple of towels.
Still got all the soaps and the little
shampoos.
I've
got all the soaps, the shampoos and a couple of nice towels.
KG, have the Crows lost the trust of their supporters?
They have. At this moment, they're frustrated to the nth degree.
Greg Blewett, who's your first crush? Who was your first crush?
My first crush? Probably Olivia Newton-John, I reckon.
Right. KG, who's the worst backstabber you know?
Andrew Newton-Jarman.
Hang on. Hey. And KG, when you were a little kid, yep. What did you want to be?
I wanted to be a good cricketer.
Just well, a were. Good cricketer?
Yeah.
We were.
No, I wasn't a very average cricketer.
Is that all you wanted to be?
Yeah. Well, was...
Not a school teacher, not a policeman, not an astronaut.
What else is there in life apart from sport?
Just play cricket.
Play cricket. I loved cricket, yeah.
Well, how did you end up in the media?
Oh, that was a good question. Good question. I'd bugger if I know, to be quite frank. Oh, no idea.
Okay.
Started in stammers and erped and burped and here
you're
I
still
am.
Still here.
42
good
years.
Good on you, boys. Well played. Well, that's it, Shawnee.
Everything you've done has been short today.
Yeah.
The overnight scoreboard.
He hasn't put any effort into it.
No, so. I have.
There wasn't much World Cup action in the overnight scoreboard, was
no
there?
No golf.
No, I forgot
golf.
About the World yep. Cup. Our yep. boys, were,
well,
a golf.
Well, it's not a big event, the World Cup.
Yeah.
It's like
that was a 3-minute Q&A.
What?
That's my favourite segment of the morning, oh, and I'm not alone there.
Less is more.
I like that. I like that.
That's how I operate. Yeah. That's how I roll.
A few
around
more
town.
Q&As today, no, this
no,
afternoon.
No,
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Down West Lakes, some of the tough questions.
That'll be very interesting to see what is said there and what is asked there. I don't mind telling you. And they've obviously caught it, which is somewhat of a
interesting
surprise.
Interesting in itself.
Well, it is.
So I just got a little bit of information. Can't confirm if the presser can be watched live. Will be on all major media outlets tonight and tweeted by the club.
Interesting.
What's wrong?
I wonder
what
why they've
about?
Called it. Well, I'm interested to find out why they've called it. It's come out of the blue.
Maybe they've signed Sloaney and Lynch.
No,
oh,
no.
Yeah, no, good
no,
point.
No. I think we've had enough of all
I
the...
I hope they go in boot socks and all.
Boots, socks, boots and all.
Exactly right. Because they've got to put all this nonsense to,
yeah, they
to
do.
Rest.
Yep, they just
got to
get
bury
on.
It.
I agree.
And move
I
agree. On.
I agree, absolutely.
Move on and be strong with it. Don't pussyfoot around.
Have you got Jazz? Gazer
v. Brighton at Brighton. So right. We're
could
very
you win that
game.
One? Could you win back to back?
Two in a row?
The boys are ready. It's going to be a tough game. They're a very good football club, so we'll give it a go.
Okay, we're going to go.
Have a good weekend.
And we're back next Saturday morning. At 9 o'clock.
Thank you, legends. Our Dead Set legends this morning, Greg Blewett, KG and Jars for CMI Toyota.
The Dead Set legends. The best way to kickstart your Saturday. And check out CMI Toyota for the best range of new and demo Toyota in stock. 104.7 Triple M.